let's go to the US now to find out the latest on the fires burning on the West Coast. Massive forest infernos have destroyed thousands of homes in California and forced at least 60,000 people to evacuate. The fires have spread to neighbouring Oregon too. We're joined by the news director of KLCC in Eugene, Oregon, Rachel McDonald. Hi there, Rachel.
Hi.
What's the latest in your part of the world?
Well, here in Oregon, nearly 1 million acres have burned. There are half a dozen large fires actively burning in the state, and many of them were sparked last Monday, September 14th. It was Labor Day, the Labor Day holiday here in the U.S. There was a red flag warning for extreme fire danger because of high winds, low humidity, heat, and dry conditions. And as you've mentioned, we had 10 deaths due to the fires, and officials have told people to brace for more casualties. Now, it's unusual here because while we've had large fires in the eastern part of the state, which is less densely populated, the fires currently burning aren't far from heavily populated areas. In fact, there's one that isn't far from the city of Portland, Oregon.
And what are the most noticeable aspects of the fires for you where you're at? The air quality must be a concern.
Yeah, we have hazardous air quality here in Eugene, Oregon, where I am, and in fact throughout the region. When I look outside, it's hazy, there are gray wafts of smoke, and it's creepy. It looks like some kind of post-apocalyptic world. It's also extremely unhealthy. People are being told not to spend any time outside if possible. And for many, that's just not possible, you know, including the firefighters and also people who are homeless and can't escape from the bad air. It's unknown what the long-term effects might be from this smoky air, which has lingered for more than a week. And we hear there may be a change in the weather that could clear out some of the smoke, but that might just push it to other parts of the region.
Have many been evacuated in Oregon?
Yeah, tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes since last Monday. And those level three go evacuations are still in place for thousands, although some have recently been lowered so people can at least go back to their homes to pick up, you know, medication or other supplies. Here in Eugene, many people are staying in hotels or with friends. Some are even just staying in their cars in the parking lot of the evacuation points. You know, because of COVID-19, we don't have evacuation centers where cots are set up like we would in, you know, normal times. That's just one of the complications of the pandemic.
And are there any fires near you specifically? You're in Eugene, which looks to be, what, an hour or two south of Portland?
That's right. Yeah, we're about 100 miles south of Portland, and the Holiday Farm fire is just about 30 miles away from here in Eugene. It started on Monday night and grew really fast. It traveled 14 miles overnight, and people were evacuated with just a moment's notice early Tuesday morning. It's in the Mackenzie River Valley, and I think it's about 17,000 residents are still evacuated from their homes there. And this is a place that's really popular for recreation. People love to hike and camp and fish and float the river. It's gorgeous, and the area is now completely transformed by the fire in ways we don't even really know. And this river, the Mackenzie River, springs from a lake high in the Cascade Mountains, and it's the water source for Eugene, where I live. So far, we're told the water is still safe to drink, but there could be long-term effects.
It's interesting looking at the map at how many different fire sites there are. Do they all have the same causes? Do they all have the same origin? What's going on?
Well, you know, a lot of the fire causes are still under investigation. Certainly, as I mentioned, that extreme fire weather that we experienced last week, whether it was the cause, it certainly whipped up the flames. I think we're still waiting to get those specific causes, you know, official causes told to us for pretty much all those large fires.
And any sign that the fires are getting under control, how are the firefighters doing and how are you sort of measuring progress?
Well, you know, the good news is that the weather did change and you know, the wind died down, and it's, you know, the smoke, while it's creating bad air quality, it's also helping to sort of keep things a little cooler. And so the fire activity has definitely lessened, especially here on this fire near me, the Holiday Farm fire. So it's burned more than 165,000 acres, but it is, they're getting containment around it. It's only 6% contained, but they seem really hopeful that they'll be able to, you know, increase that containment in the next few days. Meanwhile, yeah, the firefighters, you know, what I was told is that they're doing well, they're in good spirits, but it's tough, you know, and especially with COVID-19, they're having to kind of operate a little differently than they normally would. They're not in kind of the same kind of fire camp situation that they normally would be. They're not eating together. They're kind of isolated in smaller groups. And certainly dealing with the poor air quality, in addition to just the regular hazards of working on a fire.
Tough summer, huh?
Yeah, it's tough.
Okay, good luck. Really appreciate your time
today.
Thank you. Rachel McDonald.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, who is the news director of KLCC Radio in Eugene, Oregon.